Hi, it's me, NCR, here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. If you are a longtime listener, you probably know who I am, so I don't need to introduce myself. And if you're a new-time listener, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Sunshining Podcast. And no matter who you are, I encourage you to subscribe to me on YouTube. Why? Because on YouTube, you can find video episodes of the Sunshining Podcast, except certain episodes are audio only, like this one. You can also find out more about me and watch my Daily Sunshine or Tech with Non-Resistant videos on YouTube. Both of those are also available as podcast. Okay, where can you find me on YouTube? At Non-Resistant, really. Speaking of Daily Sunshine, that is a podcast that I will be doing this summer once the Sunshining Podcast Season 2 comes to an end. And I kind of already started it. So I know it's sad that the Sunshining Podcast Season 2 is coming to an end. I don't like to say goodbye. And so instead of doing kind of really an official goodbye episode, really, I'm going to be just doing a special end of the season giveaway. In the season on just a happy mood, you know, because once again, I just want to remind you of why I'm doing the Sunshining Podcast Season 2, just to shine some light into your life during the fall and winter months. And, you know, I don't know if I did a very good job at that this winter. And really, it's really cool just looking back. You know, I feel like I've become a much better podcaster this winter. And so I'm looking forward to doing another season of this next year. And shining some light into your life during the fall and winter months. And so I just thank you for joining me. I've already said thank you for listening, but yeah, just thank you for joining me on this journey of joining me as I shine some light into your life. Okay, even though I'm probably not doing a very good job of it. Okay, but yeah, I'm ending this season with a giveaway. To enter the giveaway, all you have to do is just share on social media that you love listening to the Sunshining Podcast. You could win a teacup or another merch item from My Christian Teacup. You can also win a sticker and a poster with a verse on it and a $10 gift card for Chick-fil-A. The live stream for this giveaway will be March 25th, 2021 on my YouTube channel. That's the first Thursday of spring. So I really love, because I've announced this a few times here, and just so my listeners know that, that was my plan for the Sunshining Podcast Season 2. It's just approximately 24, episodes from the first Thursday of winter to the first Thursday of spring. And so, yeah. No, not the first Thursday of winter. The first Thursday of fall. Yeah. To the first Thursday of spring. Okay. It's not too confusing. So yeah, the giveaway will be on YouTube. That's another reason to subscribe to my YouTube channel. So with all this being said, let's just get to today's topic. What do I want people to think about today? And so yeah, my guest today is just me. I am going to have one more guest on the Sunshining Podcast. And maybe, even though there's only 2 weeks left after this week, and I have one guest, and then the giveaway, I may do maybe just another episode. I don't know, or I may not. I am highly one thing I'm doing is Daily Sunshine, and so I kind of hope that ending season two, kind of you can make a smooth transition to listening to Daily Sunshine, and so. Yeah, if you love this episode, consider subscribing to that. It's a podcast available on, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Soon to come to more platforms, maybe. I host it with CastBox, a different podcast platform than this one. Okay, so yeah, what do I want people to think about today? Well, that's a good question. If you noticed, this week I released 3 episodes of Daily Sunshine. So it wasn't daily this week. But that's because, I have a lot of other things I'm doing. So anyways, on Tuesday, I was not planning on releasing an episode of Daily Sunshine. And I didn't, you know. I had some time to think on Tuesday, and so because I had time to think, I almost was gonna release an episode of Daily Sunshine on Tuesday. I actually tried recording it a few times, but it just wasn't working, and it was actually such a profound thought that I didn't want it to get lost among the many Daily Sunshine episodes. And then also it's just I was a little bit discouraged also on Tuesday because just thinking about like no one, you know, no one's listening to it and all that. And just yeah, I was just I don't know. Tuesday was just I was a little bit emotional for various reasons and yeah, and so I didn't release that and it didn't turn out my recording. And I mean, I was having green screen problems. It's so stressful using a green screen to record because, you know, lighting has to be perfect and all that and everything. And it's really difficult for me. So, did I get to my topic today? What do I want you to think about today? So, yeah, I did not release an episode, but yeah, a thought that came to me that yeah, I wanted to share and didn't. Yeah, I didn't end up sharing there. You ready for it? You ready for it? Okay, this is what I want you to think about today. I want you to think about the things you own. Do you really own them, or do they own you? My thoughts on this topic made me think of a piece I wrote when I was 17 years old. So I'm gonna read it to you, and you gotta bear in mind that I was 17 years old when I wrote this. So I uploaded it to Scribd so you could read it for yourself, but I won't make you read it for yourself. I'll read it to you. So let me start. My pet. I have a pet. Pets can be bossy, and I think mine is extremely bossy. Some annoying things about my pet are that it is extremely smart and very dependable. My pet knows exactly what I need to do, when I need to do it, and how I need to do it. I can always depend on my pet to tell me what, when, and how to do a thing. My pet is also very caring and is always telling me to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to visit the fatherless, widows, and afflicted. My pet is so weak physically that he needs me to protect him. He wants the whole world to love him, and so he needs his name protected most of all. He also wants me to spread the good news about him and the things that he has done. My pet knows that caring for him is hard work, so he appointed a day of rest for me called Sabbath. On that day, I'm not required to do anything. I'm not the only one working. My pet also is a hard worker. He gives me encouragement and advice and works hard to protect me in the spiritual world. My pet is bossy indeed. I do not necessarily have to obey him. I can choose to disobey him or even kill him if I want. But if I love him, I will try my hardest to obey his every wish. And since I happen to love him, I will do my hardest to do whatever he asks. For you see, my pet happens to be God. Once again, I can't say that I agree with everything I wrote when I was 17 years old, and you know, it may not be a theologically correct piece. And then also, I personally have never really owned a pet, and so, you know, I don't really know what it's like to own a pet and all that. But it's a really good piece, I think. You know, but maybe that's just me because I wrote the piece. And yeah, and it I think it, you know, it really helps you to think right about, you know, the topic and just what you own. I mean, it's not totally related to what I want you to think about today, but yeah, it's kind of related. Yeah. So, you know, do you? What are some things? Yeah, I'm just gonna ask a few more questions here, I guess, to get you thinking about the things you own. So, you know, get your mind off of that piece I wrote. And yeah, once again, if you would like to read it for yourself, there is a link in the description of this episode to where you can read it for yourself. And just mull our muse over it a bit, or whatever word. Okay, but yeah. Think about some of the things you own. You know, is there anything that is keeping you from God? Is there anything that has a negative impact on your life? Is there anything you need to get rid of? Is there anything that has a positive impact on your life? Is there anything you should have more of? And lastly, I just want to repeat the few questions I asked earlier. Think about the things you own. Do they own you or do you own them? Do they own you or do you own them? I want to encourage you not to let the things you own take ownership of you, This is just about it for this episode of the Sunshine Podcast. I just want to thank you so much for listening to this or reading the podcast notes for this. And I'll be posting the podcast notes for this on Medium and also the Sunshining blog. And then, yeah, please stay tuned for the remaining few episodes of the Sunshining Podcast, Season 2. Before I let you go, I just want to share a verse or the verse of the week. Psalms 119:57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. Such a good verse. I want to read it to you again. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. Psalms 119:57. And so I know this might sound kind of funny, but I encourage you to take ownership of God. Don't let him just be God. Make him your God. Okay? Don't let God just be a God, Make him your God. Take ownership of God. Make him your God. And that's it for today. If you would like a mug or a teacup with that. With that verse and a picture on it, there will be a link to my merch shop in the description of this episode. And then, like I already said, I'm doing a merch giveaway March 25th, 2021. All you have to do is share on social media that you love listening to the Sunshining Podcast, and you will be entered to win. And the draw will be live on my YouTube channel. And then finally, if you are looking for a beautiful place to read, to study, and to memorize the Bible, check out Sun Bible. Available for macOS, Windows, and Linux.